This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. What is it that makes Joe Biden so vulnerable in the eyes of many, many political prognosticators and analysts? It's partially because, and this is a point that actually I want to give credit to where it comes from. And I believe it even originates over at Hot Air. And the problem for Joe Biden, one of the core problems, is more than any other recent president, he was elected almost entirely because of people who wanted to get rid of Trump. And there's always a factor like that when you're running as an incumbent president. But the other people who have succeeded against incumbent presidents have also brought some enthusiasm on their own. And that was certainly the case with President Reagan. Yes, people were fed up with President Carter, but there was great, genuine enthusiasm for Reagan. There are a lot of us who became active Republicans, really, because of Ronald Reagan. And people believed in him. He was inspiring. Does anyone say that about Joe Biden? And again, the general sense is decent guy, nice man, kind of bumbling and silly sometimes. But basically, it was a vote, and the voters said this. When people, actually, if you look at the exit polls, the overwhelming number of people who voted for Joe Biden said they were voting principally against Donald Trump. And, of course, the people who are voting for Trump were voting for Trump. They were not necessarily voting for Biden. So the difficulty he has is he's been elected, and he's already accomplished the main thing that he was elected for. The main thing he was elected for was to throw Donald Trump out of the White House. That's why he won. And therefore, the prospect of having these two guys again and trying to decide which one deserves being thrown out of the White House more is probably not inspiring to people. And again, we've had some very interesting thoughts, and I'm pleased that we had a caller from Salt Lake City who mentioned Dr. Rice, Condoleezza Rice. Now, could she, from right now, go and become, she'd have to work on becoming a presidential candidate. Because even for Donald Trump, remember when he took that escalator down, it was quite a while before someone took him, or anyone took him seriously and realized that he could actually win this thing. We were talking right before, at the end of the first hour here, about this pattern of homeless men who are committing horrible crimes, as it says in the headline, taking a terrible toll on women. And the first story was about a 70-year-old nurse named Sandra Shells in L.A., who was taking a bus, waiting at a bus stop near Union Station. And police said they responded, this is yesterday, around 5:15 in the morning, to a call of an assault at a bus stop. And upon arrival, officers discovered that the suspect, later identified as Carrie Bell, had struck the victim in the face, causing her to fall to the ground and sustain a fractured skull. Police and the Metropolitan Transportation Authority released photos of the suspect to officers in the area. About 90 minutes later, they found Bell, who was homeless, asleep near the scene. They say the attack was, quote, without provocation and for no reason. Bell was taken into custody. It is not clear if he has legal representation. The victim, Sandra Shell, 70, was taken to a hospital. She died of her injuries on Sunday. In fact, she was taken to the same hospital where she worked as an ER nurse for 37 years. Kerry Bell, the homeless man, who was 6'2", 220 pounds, punched the elderly woman for no reason. He's been charged with murder. He also has a prior arrest history in California and several other nearby states. One senseless death like this would have been enough, but later that same day, there was a UCLA graduate student studying architecture. She was working alone at a furniture store where she had a part-time job, and it was the middle of the day. And police say that 24-year-old Brianna Kupfer, that was her name, was the only employee at the Croft House on La Brea Avenue when somebody came into the store, also Thursday afternoon, same day as this other death, and fatally stabbed her. Officers said Kupfer instantly had a bad feeling when the suspect walked into the store. She sent a text to a friend saying there was someone who made the location, inside the location, that gave her a bad vibe. Regrettably, that person did not see the text immediately. So said the LAPD. 15 minutes later, after she sent the text complaining about somebody who had come into the store, a customer found Kupfer stabbed to death. "I don't see us healing anytime soon," said Todd Kupfer, the victim's father. "I would love to tell you that there's going to be a point where we're going to be better, but I feel like it's going to be a big missing piece." Some of her friends told Channel 9 in L.A., "The world has been robbed of a productive member of society who glowed with positivity." The suspect is a 31-year-old homeless man named Sean Laval Smith. Smith, who's a big guy, 6'3", was seen casually shopping at a nearby 7-Eleven about 30 minutes after the murder. Smith was arrested and in Pasadena. Not surprisingly, the murderer has a long rap sheet, including a misdemeanor arrest last October and an arrest for shoplifting and assaulting a police officer prior to that. In 2019, he was arrested for discharging a gun into a vehicle occupied by a man and a child. He had 12 arrests in South Carolina going back to 2010. So this particular citizen has been involved in violent crimes for at least 3 years, but he's just walking the streets of Los Angeles until this week when he stabbed a young woman to death for no reason. And then finally, last Saturday, there was in New York City a 40-year-old Asian woman named Michelle Alisa Goh who was murdered when a man shoved her onto the subway tracks in front of an oncoming train. A 61-year-old homeless man named Marshall was identified as a suspect in her murder. He told reporters he'd killed her because he, the murderer, was God. When asked if he had killed Michelle Alisa Goh, the Upper West Side resident, Marshall, copped to the ghastly attack and claimed he was God. "Yeah, because I'm God. Yeah, I did. I'm God. I can do it. I can do anything," Marshall shouted to a gaggle of reporters, adding, "She stole my effing jacket. That's why," when asked about his motive. Marshall had initially approached another woman who was not Asian in the station, but the woman became alarmed and moved away, according to police. She feels that he was about to physically push her into the train. I mean, this stuff happens every day. And all we can think of doing is providing more free stuff for homeless people. Is that the idea? We will get to that coming up on the Medved Show. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener's Square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show, just a few last words about these horrible stories, and they truly are. They're stories of absolutely senseless killing. It's absolutely senseless that people like this, who are homeless, who are transients, who are often violent, often drug addicted, and often mentally ill. that you read about the murder of this young woman, 24-year-old grad student at UCLA, who was working at a furniture store, was murdered by someone. Brianna Kupfer was the name of the victim, who had just come into the store, and then right after he stabbed her to death for no reason at all, didn't steal anything. He was over at a McDonald's. And the difficulty here is that we don't take it seriously. And the failure to recognize that part of our explosion in crime and in violent crime everywhere, particularly in places like Seattle and Los Angeles, a lot of it has to do with just people on the street and people who are living out in the open, and clearly they know they are violating every social norm. And again, the fellow in New York, longtime homeless resident of the streets of New York City, who pushed an Asian woman under an oncoming subway train. And again, it is also going to be very difficult to get meaningful convictions on people like this because they're insane. But the idea that insanity should shield you from consequences is ridiculous. And this goes to one of the truly pressing items on public agenda, which honestly, if the Republicans do take control of both houses of Congress, as I ardently hope that they will, if that happens, then paying some kind of national attention to what is a national problem. Yes, of course, most of the authority here has to come from local police and law enforcement and mental resources, but there has to be some kind of organized attempt to try to reduce the street people population that is ruining American cities and is making a major contribution, as anyone in law enforcement will tell you, to the crime rate, which is a very big issue. Now, there's another kind of crime rate that is dominating the headlines today, and we will probably have a great deal more information on this coming up on Monday. But I knew that something like this was on the way when the Supreme Court decided, and they decided on an 8-1 basis. Only Clarence Thomas actually voted for President Trump's right to withhold these papers that were asked for by the committee that's investigating January 6th. And it says that among the records that Donald Trump's lawyers tried to shield from January 6th investigators, we now know, is a draft executive order that would have directed the defense secretary to seize voting machines. And there's also a document titled Remarks on National Healing. Politico has reviewed both documents. The text of the draft executive order is published there for the first time. It's not only would have had the Army, basically the Defense Department, the U.S. military, seize voting machines, which really is like a banana republic, but it would have also appointed a special counsel to probe the 2020 election. And this, of course, we're talking about, they're dated December 19th. This is when that's less than a month before the end of the Trump term. That's in the Constitution. If he has not been reelected, and he was not reelected, and there was no possible way he was going to try to overturn the election and get someone to designate him officially and legally as president, that wasn't going to happen. We're talking about 31 days, that Trump had left in his term to appoint a special counsel to probe the election. The executive order was never issued. The remarks are the draft of a speech that Trump gave the next day. I guess largely that speech, and it's not on national healing because I've just read over that speech in its entirety. The speech he actually delivered at the Ellipse to a crowd of about 20,000 people. Together, the two documents, it says, point to the wildly divergent perspectives of White House advisors and allies during Trump's frenetic final weeks in office. It's not clear who wrote either document, but the draft executive order, is dated December 16th, 2020, and is consistent with proposals that lawyer Sidney Powell made to the then president. On December 18th, Powell, former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, and former Trump administration lawyer Emily Newman, and former Overstock.com CEO Patrick Byrne met with Trump in the Oval Office. And part of what they were talking about, and this apparently has been reported as also present in the documents, was a basically the declaration of martial law using the Insurrection Act to try to basically disrupt the orderly process of government, because electoral votes had already been cast. What was happening on January 6th was counting the electoral votes, noting their certification. But the electoral votes are already cast by the elected electors, and there were only even two states where they had enough support in the Senate, in other words, any support in the Senate, to bring it to a full congressional vote. But it was overwhelming. It wasn't close. This is one of the reasons that I'm so annoyed every time they say we came so close to losing our country. The election was almost overturned. It wasn't. But what is difficult now is the idea of what happens when Trump is asked to try to clarify what his intentions were. And did he seriously say no to the idea of having the army confiscate voting machines? We will get to all of that and much more, including an electoral reform that Republicans actually like, and they should. We'll get to that coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden at the White House on Friday is taking time to address U.S. mayors for the Conference of Mayors 90th winter meeting. Biden commending them for their service while he points out some of the mayors who sought to defund police departments.
We shouldn't be cutting funding for police departments. I propose increasing funding. We ask cops to do everything, including be psychologists and social workers. Guess what? They need psychologists and social workers.
This comes as a number of Democratic mayors in cities around the country are going back on their goals to defund police department amid a rise in violent crime. The COVID Omicron variant surge is starting to come down from its peak in some parts of the United States. That's according to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, it is always a pleasure to welcome back to this program Liv Finney, who is the director of the Center for Education at the indispensable Washington Policy Center, particularly at a time like this when the state legislature is in session. Prior to holding that position with Washington Policy Center, she served as an adjunct scholar focusing on education policy issues, authoring in-depth studies, including an overview of public school funding in Washington State and early learning proposals in Washington State. She has a new column, and it's a very important column. You can read it. It's linked right at our website at michaelmedved.com. It's called As Academic Learning Declines, Some Officials Seek Even More Money for Education. When you talk about academic scores declining and academic learning declining, Liv, were you surprised at just how disastrous the figures were of the recent student test scores, the first ones since the pandemic?
Yes, it was. I mean, I knew the scores would fall, but I didn't expect them to fall by so very much. Now the scores show that 70% of all students have failed the state math test, and 53% have failed the English test. So basic learning, and if you break it down by, you know, demographic group, it's just disastrous for blacks and Hispanics and Native Americans. You know, over 85% are failing these basic tests, learning tests. So the pandemic hit the students hard. We knew it was going to hit them hard. We didn't think it was going to be this bad. I don't think so.
Well, yeah, one of the things that's interesting to me is I'm a great believer in community colleges, and so are the American people, by the way. That seems to be one of the portions of the Build Back Better vision that people still support. Except if you look at these test scores, there are a whole bunch of people in the state of Washington who are even finishing high school, but they couldn't handle community college because they don't have the basic skills that they've picked up so far.
Yes, you know, I just looked the statistics up on this again because this has been true for a long time. Before COVID, it was clear that the high schools were not preparing students for community college sufficiently because 53% are required to take remedial courses in math and reading when they go on to community college,
Wait, that's a majority?
A majority of students? That was a few years ago. It's around that number. It's around half. Okay? So and of those people who then matriculate, that means that they have to pay for remedial courses, and you know, a lot of people going to community college also have to work, so, and it's costly for them to pay for courses that they do not get any credit in because these are remedial courses. So you can see that the bar then becomes very high to cover, and that and explains why only 43% actually matriculate and graduate. So this is long been known. This is not a surprise to the public school system. They know they're not preparing kids for community college. They're not preparing them for university, or, you know, we have one of the lowest percentages of students actually getting, you know, compared to other states, actually getting through to a post-secondary credential. And, of course, all the well-intentioned groups are saying, we need to increase these percentages. It has to get up to 70%, blah, blah, blah. And, I mean, these test scores show that all the promises, all the rosy promises, more money to the schools, this was going to be the answer, is not delivered. They've not delivered on their promises. They cannot deliver. It's a monopoly system. Did you see the response of the state superintendent of public instruction to these deplorable test scores?
Blaming it all on the pandemic, right?
Yes, on the pandemic test scores, in a Seattle Times article this week, he was asked by the reporter, what do you think about these terrible test scores? And he said, well, and, you know, what are you going to do about them, essentially? And he said, we're not going to give a lot of attention to these test scores. That's what he said. The top education official of the state of Washington just shrugs his shoulders. They don't care that these kids are now probably many of them are going to be permanently behind in their learning because, as you know, it's public education is like a train that stops at the stations, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade. If you miss third grade, you're then put into fourth grade without the foundation and learning that you should have gotten in third grade, you see? And then you're pushed along the system, socially promoted. So there are going to be kids that do not make up their pandemic learning loss. Most of them will be low-income minority students who will just be pushed along in this, knowing that they're going to fail as they go forward. This is well documented before the pandemic happening, but it's just going to be much worse now with the disaster that is remote learning and the whole notion that I'm listening to these people in Olympia demanding more money for this public school system. It just makes you sick to your stomach, you know. Their solution is let's add more people to the public payroll in the public schools. We need mental health counselors. We need counselors. We need this and that and the other. The other thing they're doing is they're trying to backfill. There's 41,000 families who have left the system of public education and because of the deplorable, you know, performance during COVID. And the education insiders say the districts are saying we need that money. We need to get money for the empty seats for the students who are no longer teaching.
This is all remarkable. And the truth is, in the state of Washington, where we really have so much going for us. I mean, we have had less disastrous financial impacts than some other parts of the country. We've obviously had a growth in population and building activity everybody knows about. But we weren't doing well before the pandemic in public education, were we?
No. You see, these statistics are very skewed all the time. You know, our population is, compared to other states, certainly that are further south, has a smaller percentage of low-income minority children. So comparing our national test scores to other states, we look, you know, pretty good. We're in the top two dozen, let's say. It's something like 16th on the NAEP scores. But this hides what's actually happening to the low-income minority students in our state. We have one of the highest, what they call achievement gaps between white and minority students in the nation. So this is all consistent with the many findings that the academics have discovered, that, you know, that if you come from a middle-class background with two parents that are interested in you getting educated, you find a way to get educated. And this is happening during the pandemic. But if you come from a low-income background with, let's say, one parent, and that parent is struggling to keep a job, and you imagine what's happened to the families like that during the pandemic when the schools were closed and the mother had to go to work and leave the kids home alone to do the Zoom call, you know, remote learning, that's a disaster for them. And we're not doing anything for them. And, you know, like you say, we have all this money. We had an $8 billion surplus to the state coffers this session, this legislative session. And if you just took a billion of those dollars and gave them to the low-income families in this nation, in our state, that would represent, you know, a couple thousand dollars to each family so they could hire a tutor. And that's clearly just what, you know, more well-off families did during the pandemic. You know, the Kumon Math outfits in the Puget Sound area were overwhelmed with families paying for their kids to stay on track with their learning during COVID.
Okay, Liv Finney, can you hang on with us for another segment here? Okay, good. We're talking to Liv Finney of the Washington Policy Center, where she has played a role also in looking at what a lot of people on the left think is going to change everything for the better in Washington schools, which is a new emphasis on critical race theory. Is that the solution we've all been waiting for? We'll find out with Liv Finney from the Washington Policy Center coming up.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show, rejoined by Liv Finney, who is the director of the Center for Education at the Washington Policy Center. And this is a crucial moment, of course, because the state legislature, thank God, is not in session all the time. It is right now. Will Rogers used to say the republic is now safe. Congress is adjourned. In terms of the state legislature, there obviously calls for more money for education. Some of that additional money, it appears likely, because of the Democratic domination of the legislature, will go to promote a big drive for equality through what is known as critical race theory. And I know that at the Washington Policy Center, there is also some interest in trying not to censor anybody, not to take away people's free speech, but to at least have some balance and caution in what we teach our children. What exactly, Liv, is going on, considering a potential big new thrust and emphasis on critical race theory, making sure that everybody in Washington, they may not know how to read, but they'll know all about systemic racism and how it dominates everything in America. Is that the idea for our future?
Yes, I'm afraid that if there's not a course correction soon, that's where we're headed. Because the radical academics from higher education have seized control of the curriculum in Washington State, and they are pushing upon the teachers by forced trainings and also now by introducing into the academic learning standards these concepts of race essentialism and race-based discrimination, teaching children to look at the world through the lens of race. That's essentially it. And that the identity of a child is no more than the color of his or her skin, and that according to that color of the skin, they're either labeled by society as an oppressor or as a victim. And of course, that is hugely damaging to the psychological, well-being of our children. And nobody wants that. Nobody wants this. People know in their core that you do not tell children that their futures are limited. That's essentially what this teaches. And so I am encouraged, however, that there is a bill that has been introduced, House Bill 1807, to rebuild our civics education curriculum and to restore academic discourse that is being sponsored by and led by Representative James Walsh and six other Republicans. And it did get approved for a hearing on this Tuesday, January 25th at 8 o'clock before the House Education Committee. Now, that bill is an expression of the Enlightenment principles of academic, of reasoned discourse based on fact and truth. And I'm encouraged by that bill because it takes a very enlightened approach to the problem. It says that what we need to do is restore our civics education and teaching of history to teach the full and honest truth of our history, warts and all, the story of race in our country, warts and all. And the bill lists the documents of the founders and then of the great liberators, Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln and Martin Luther King, and then writers of the women's suffragette movement and all this. So this is a very quality bill to make excellent our academic learning standards, which are now being degraded by this race essentialism. And it doesn't ban anything. It just reminds teachers that they have a duty to, when they teach students, to be unbiased and present issues like this kind of thinking, these kinds of controversial issues in an even-handed, open, honest way without bias. I mean, unfortunate development here is that teachers seem to think that they should be proselytizing a way of thinking, indoctrinating children in this social justice thinking, which is goes at the core of our free and open society. So I think it's an important bill. I am hoping that more attention is paid to this. I'm hoping that the media will be less blinkered with respect to this.
Right. I mean, the line you hear from media is that this is a censorship bill, that this is a bill that wants to take away the right of and the need of our teachers to teach about the unpleasant and, in fact, hideous truths about slavery and the long struggle against it and a long losing struggle, at least according to the principles of critical race theory. The thing that bothers me most, Liv, and I think it's what essentially we have to make very clear as we go forward with these arguments, is that it's nothing that critical race theory teaches as much as it is what critical race theory leaves out. Number one, it leaves out progress. We are not the same country. I mean, today there's a hideous, ridiculous piece by Charles Blow, I mentioned it yesterday, suggesting that we're at the position of the 1890s, that we have had no, and then we're back to the 1890s because of the Georgia voting bill. And, okay, the truth of the matter is America has changed to an unbelievable extent, and it's really the record of progress on a whole range of educational and economic and social justice issues, the common acceptance now and almost universal acceptance, for instance, of interracial marriage and the prevalence of interracial marriage. All of this is against the idea of racial exceptionalism. The other thing is that right now, and I've looked at the curricula, that when kids learn about slavery, they don't learn that America was a very, very small part of an international slave system where literally 96% of the people who were taken from Africa and enslaved and brought elsewhere went elsewhere, not to the United States. It was a total of 4% who came here. But the centers of slavery were other countries and other societies who have, by the way, not made the same kind of progress the United States has. We are going to be addressing that a little bit too, I hope.
Well, yes, I think your analysis is very accurate. Leaving out whole swaths of history is what these people are doing. The whole ideology is internally inconsistent. You know, you can't say that America is is no further along than they were in the 1890s, and then hope for improvement in the future when you tell children that society is systemically racist, that the game is rigged against them. You shouldn't even try. Now, how is that going to move the needle forward? Let's just pretend that the falsehood that this Mr. Blow is promulgating is true. Let's just pretend we are no further along than we were in 1890. How are we going to get any better if we tell our children that you are doomed? You can't.
Well, exactly. What you're doing is you're taking away power. You're rendering people powerless because you're suggesting that your entire success or any chance of success is not dependent on you and your efforts and your dedication and your hard work or your natural talent. It's not based on that. It's based on other people and their attitudes and their decisions. Liv Finney, thank you for all of your good work on behalf of the Washington Policy Center. You have an opportunity. Don't stay on the sidelines, as it says in the green banner for the Washington Policy Center. You can find it at our website at michaelmedved.com. And with all of this going on regarding educational funding, educational setbacks because of the pandemic, and because of the critical race theory and many of the things associated with it that are coming up, this is a great time to get involved with the Washington Policy Center. And coming up here on a MedVed show, with a full moon coming up this week, at least it's scheduled to, and it's usually pretty reliable, we have a Call of the Week classic featuring some extraordinarily imaginative conspiracies, and maybe not worse than the one about JFK coming back and he's going to run for vice president and be involved with the QAnon fulfillment of prophecy. Well, we'll see. No, these are unusual views of the world and our future. And speaking of which, the latest on Ukraine, on real election reform that Republicans are backing, and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.